We're talking now with Scott Wood. He is a candidate for the Zone 1 Lake Pendres School District Trustee. Scott, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start out by getting to know you. Tell us a bit more about yourself, how long you've lived here, how do you wind up in Sandpoint, and what are your qualifications for this position?
Okay. Well, I'm a fourth generation resident of Bonner County and Sandpoint. My family, the Wood family, moved here 80 years ago. My great grandpa brought brought the family here, I think it's in around 1942. My grandma was actually born here, just up Gold Creek. Family homesteaded up Gold Creek, and we're still there today. Have a big chunk of ground up there. Yeah, 45 years old. Met my wife here in Washington School in the first grade. And I said at the forum the other night that I traced her around for 10 years before she finally gave in. Decided that was good enough.
Okay.
We have 2 13-year-old boys, twin boys, and they currently are going to the Sandpoint Middle School. Mm-hmm. My dad obviously was born here. My mom came here. I can't say where she came from. That's not right. anyway, so.
Hey, moms come from heaven, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mom. Yep. She's the best.
Yeah.
I grew up here, born and raised here, obviously.
So what's your work and what kind of things do you do that you think,
Yep. So my dad started Woods Crushing and Hauling in 1977. I am the vice president and manager of that, part manager and owner. I kind of manage the asphalt paving side. You'll see our crews running around town, trucks, and everybody can't mistake our green and white colors. Mm-hmm. Do a lot of work for the city of Sandpoint and Bonner County, and we try to fix the community up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably about it for that. 5 years ago, I started a wrestling club with a bunch of people. I have a passion for wrestling. I wrestled in high school. I wrestled when I was a little kid. And I wasn't as good as the kids are now, but it's still pretty fun to get them out there on the mats and roll around. We have 82 kids as of this fall, just signed up, and we haul kids all over the country. We take kids down to Boise, and we've taken them to Billings and Butte, and do a lot of traveling mm-hmm. in that regard, and trying to help them become good, hardworking young adults eventually. So,
yeah. Okay, any other nonprofit groups you might be involved with, or have you ever held public office before?
Never done any public office. This is my first one. I wouldn't say I'm very good at this politician stuff, but here I am trying to do my part.
Yeah.
I thought it would be an opportunity for me to step up and give back to a community that's given me quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into some questions, or did you have more?
That's probably, we'll get into the nuts and bolts of it, I guess.
Okay. First question, how do you think the current school board is doing? And if you were going to give our schools overall a grade from A to F, what grade would you give them? You get to be the teacher here.
I believe the school board is doing a good job. I don't have any crazy issues with the direction that they're going. If I was to give them a grade, it would probably be an A-, B+, because I think there's always room for improvement. I don't think any school district in the country is an A or an A+.
Mm-hmm.
You can always be better.
Mm-hmm.
I do, I do think that, like I say, the board and the district are moving in the right direction. I want to continue that, and I think I can bring a little bit of something to the board through my construction experience, business owner type experiences, and hopefully do a good job.
Mm. Okay. Well, what do you consider to be the biggest issues facing the district at present, things you'd like to get in and work on?
Okay. Well, like I said, I don't believe that the local system is broken, but our buildings are crumbling, and I believe that that has become the most significant issue. I've talked a little bit about the VOTEC classes and stuff, but the more I talk to people, the facilities keeps coming to the top of the conversation. A lot of people don't know that there was a bond back in 1953, and most of these buildings were built at that time. For instance, Northside School, 1953, Middle School, 1953, Southside School was built in 1953.
That's 70 years ago now.
Yes, 70 years ago now. Clark Fork School, 1928. And Washington School, 1950. And there's talks that actually the center of that building could be even older than that. They're not even sure. Mm. It's just, things are just, they're in rough shape. Steam pipes that are the heating system for these buildings are buried underneath of the school. They're rotted out. And you have these black iron pipes underneath the buildings, buried in the ground, and you have a highly corrosive steam, inside of them. Plus, we all know how the ground is around here, super moist, super wet. And so it's just rotting from the inside and the outside. And there needs to be something done about that. Mm-hmm. All of the sewer and water pipes in them are old galvanized steel pipes as well. And they're constantly working on them and that. So things, that would be my top thing.
So how can the district work on this? It's going to take money, obviously.
It's going to take some money, yes. We cannot do that with the budget that we have. It's just not there. So I was on the phone with Dave Lent yesterday from the Senate. He's the Senate Education Chairman. And
the state legislature.
Yep, yeah. State legislature, yep. And I talked a little bit with him, and he said they are working on a bond levy equalization kind of a bill, and hopefully that would rebalance some funding out of the endowment land monies that we get, and it's going to send more of that. It's going to pull more out of the endowment fund and put more back into facilities. So hopefully the state will be given some monies towards some of these facility improvements too. Mm-hmm. Because we're not the only schools in the state of Idaho that are going through this. Like I said the other night, it's a statewide problem. There's a lot of buildings that are deteriorated.
Mm-hmm. I think it was 4 years ago, maybe five now, that the district did try to pass a plant facility levy.
Yep.
And it failed rather by a large margin.
Yes.
Do you think that's one route that should be tried again, or where were you standing on that particular levy proposal?
Well, that was, I don't know that they necessarily put that out properly in the first place. There's not enough information out there.
They were going big. They were trying
going
to get
big,
a,
yes.
They were trying and, to replace the middle school. It was going to fund replacement of the middle school and a bunch of substantive improvements.
Yes. That failed miserably. I just think it was too big. And I'm going to be honest with you, looking back, that was probably a bargain, because that same $60 million bond or levy or whatever that was is probably 90 today, mm-hmm. just inflation-wise. So mm-hmm. That being said, it's still too much money. Mm-hmm. Shortly after that failed, they started a facilities committee.
Yes.
And I was on that facilities committee. And that we it was only a 6 month or a year long thing while I was involved in that, because it kind of just fizzled out because COVID.
I think COVID came along. Yeah,
COVID came along and just kind of ruined all of it. Mm-hmm. But there we were working through what to do, improvements, which buildings prioritize, which buildings, which structures. And we were kind of working towards a better solution than just a massive undertaking like that. Mm-hmm. So
breaking it out in parts.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we had a ranking. We had ranked the schools, or there was an engineering outfit that had come through and gone through all the facilities, and they had a ranking of the schools of which to. I mean, there were some we were going to tear down, or they were wanting to tear down. Some that could be rebuilt, and I believe Northside was one of those that there's really not much there. Mm-hmm. Northside is, it's had a couple additions. There's not enough room there. Every school in the district has portables, so mm-hmm. every school in the district is too small in the first place. Mm-hmm. And if you've been in some of these portables, they're pretty rough. It's not a very good environment.
Like trailers.
Yeah. like a trailer. But we were working towards that. And, through that experience of being on the facilities committee, I hope I can, I can bring a little bit to the current facilities committee that is now going on right now. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. So facilities are a big issue for you. Are there other issues that are important to you?
That's pretty much my main thing. They're starting to do a little bit more of the CTE programs, which I do support, and I think that's a really important thing. As a business owner, as a local business owner and employer, everybody needs more workforce nowadays, mm-hmm. and I don't necessarily think that you have to go to college to get a degree or anything. I believe you can go with the right training. You can get right out of high school and go to work and make a good wage. And
in the trades,
mm-hmm. particularly. Mm-hmm. And some of these CTE programs help move those kids into those positions, or get a little bit of experience even in high school prior to going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The current one going on right now, where they're going to start building little tiny houses and stuff. That's a great class.
Hands-on skills.
Yes.
Well, that kind of segues over to a question. Are you satisfied overall with the curriculum that the school district has for our students?
Yeah, I don't have my kids in the 8 years that they've been going to school. They've never come home saying, anything, terrible or bad about it. I mean, they're kids. They're not going to like some of the classes. Mm-hmm. There's always room for improvement. I think, at the middle school level, back to the CTE thing, I think they could add a little bit more woodworking and carpentry stuff into that. Mm-hmm. But as far as the current curriculum, I don't have a huge issue with what's there. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. Well, I'm going to reprise and ask a question that came up at the candidates forum on Tuesday, and amplify it a little bit, actually. As asked at the forum, do you feel religion should play any role in schools? And to take that question a little farther, should schools teach and model civic values and good behaviors, ethics, and those sorts of values?
So I said the other night that I mean you can be as religious one way or the other way, it doesn't really matter, but I don't think it has any business being on the board. The board is there to serve the district and the entire community, not necessarily have any religion pushing any ideas one way or the other. Mm-hmm. As far as the civic values. Mm-hmm. I think that's fine. I think that's a good thing in the school system. I'll use an example. One time, I got in trouble, I believe it was in history class, and Mr. Iverson told me to go to the principal. And so I got to go see Bill Miller. And, you know, it was kind of a fun thing for our kid, for me and the buddy, but still, it was a disciplinary action that I believe needs to be in the schools. And that's through everything. I'm a promoter of it takes a community to raise kids now. Some kids nowadays, you know, they don't have the home life that other kids do that have a parent they're hammering on them all the time. Some parents are working two jobs and they're busy, and other parents maybe they've checked out.
Troubled home life.
Home life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they need to look up to the leaders in the school district and be able to get influenced by them to make the right decisions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, next question. You mentioned COVID. How do you think our schools did in handling COVID over that year and a half or so, where it was really a big thing for all of society? And if you think that schools didn't handle it well, what might you have done differently?
Well, I'm not sure that I can criticize either way, because that was a tough deal nationwide and everywhere. And I think everybody was just trying to do the best that they can with the information that they had. Am I a mask wearing guy? No, I'm not. And if we were to do a vote to do the masks again, I would probably lean towards the no side. But you know, that if it is that way, you still have the option to wear your mask and things like, you know, keep yourself safe, stay at home. I say send the kids to school and try to get the education that they can. But as far as the way the district handled it, I believe they handled it the best they could. Mm-hmm. with what they had to work with. You know, everybody was kind of running scared at the time.
Yeah, it was kind of a historic
situation.
There's
no good
way
to go about it. Yeah. There's no good way.
Okay, well, I'm winding down on my questions here. You mentioned that you think the school board's doing a pretty good job. Specifically, do you feel like the district's doing a good job or a poor job managing its finances?
I think that they're doing a pretty good job managing that. They have a new guy in there that's running the show. I can't remember his name offhand.
CFO.
CFO. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think he's doing a really good job. I've been to a couple board meetings and watched him speak of it and talk about it, and he's thorough. And I mean he's only been there a year now, but I believe he'll continue to improve things and bring value to the school district.
Okay, well, last question here. We're seeing kind of problematic times for civility in our public discourse, and we do see that with some of our elected boards, like the county commissioners or the city council, school boards, where people come in and it's civil discourse seems to have been getting lost. And my question to you would be, as a school board member, you would probably be facing the brunt of some, you know, an unhappy constituents expressing themselves. How does that play into your calculus of being on the school board and being able to work with constituents that are unhappy?
I think you just have to do the best you can. I believe in a position like this, you have to have thick skin, and you have to be open to listening to them too. I mean, that's part of the job. Work with them the best you can. They, you know, whether they show up to the board meetings and you know, say their 3 minutes, or if they find you on the street, you still have to be civil and talk to them and listen to their issues and bring that to the rest of the board's attention. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. Well, Scott Wood, candidate for Zone 1 trustee in Lake Pend Oreille School District, Is there anything else that you want to bring up at this point? We got a minute or two left if you have more.
The strategic plan that the school district just put out here recently.
They have a five-year strategic plan.
Yep. And one of those things is the facilities thing. That is really one of their top priorities. Mm-hmm. That's kind of started to become my top priority as I've gone through this campaign, mm-hmm. listening to the public. So I feel like I kind of fit in with that part of the strategic plan, as well as this student connection portion of that, the one trusted adult thing. Now that falls back on what we've already talked about, you know, I'll say it takes a village, mm-hmm. you know, you need to have a trusted adult. I'll bring, and I'll give an example on that. I was out at the Clark Fork homecoming football game a couple weeks ago, last weekend actually, and I was talking to a buddy of mine who is a junior high, middle school football coach, and they had gone on a away game, and they came back, and you know all the parents showed up at the bus drop off, and he sat there and waited for, and with one kid there, and well,
parents never showed up.
Mm-hmm. And he says, well, and he's a great kid. He's telling me this is a great kid, you know, just a super nice kid. Well, I'll take you home. So he took him home, you know, I don't know what the only thing left to do. Mm-hmm. And drops him off. And the little brother was there, still awake in the house. And just, you know, I believe things like that. You know, someday that kid's going to, right now he's already looking up to that guy because he's helping take care of him. Mm-hmm. You know, parent wasn't even home at the time. Don't mm-hmm. even know where if he did come home. Mm-hmm. But I think that's back to what we were already talking about. It takes a community to help raise some kids. Mm-hmm. So I could talk some more about some of the buildings and whatnot. Just depends on how much more time we have. The size of the buildings that we have are not big enough. Northside School. The principal out there has a little classroom in her office that she has three, four, or five kids in there.
Because it's so crowded.
Yeah. Yes. That school in particular, and I'm sure there's other ones, but that school in particular, it's not big enough. The bathrooms at the building were built for the original structure. Since then, there's been two additions plus the portable outside. The bathrooms aren't even big enough for this many kids as there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could go on and on about that stuff. But
okay. Well, if potential voters want to find out more about you or contact you, what do they do?
I have a Facebook page, Scott Wood for School Board Trustee, I think it's called.
Okay.
And the probably best way to do that is to message me through that.
Okay.
My phone is my business, and I use it for business phone, and I try to keep it that way if possible. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, Scott Wood, again, candidate for Zone 1 trustee in the Lake Pondre School District. Thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you.